bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for a devotion from the 50th Psalm. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Barry and Mary Beth Mosier have been missionaries to Tanzania for 8 years, and their son has been a voluntary missionary to the Congo for 2 months. A few weeks ago, the parents, accompanied by their younger children, got on a plane to visit their son. The Mosiers didn't make it to their destination, at least not the way or on the timetable they had set. The Mosier plane crashed on takeoff, plowed through a marketplace filled with people, and burned. 36 people died. The Mosier family survived. All of them. Yes, they got split up as they ran from the plane. Yes, their youngest son has a broken leg. Yes, Mary Beth has a black eye and some bruised ribs. But the entire family escaped the crash and the fire alive. The Mosier family is alive, and need I say it, the Mosier family is also most thankful for their deliverance. When asked what they will do next, Mr. Mosier said, "The family plans on resting for a few days and then finishing their trip and seeing their son." Believing God was serious when he said, "Call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver you and you shall glorify me," Mr. Mosier told a CNN interviewer, "I think the Lord has a plan for us. Otherwise, we wouldn't have survived. He still has work for us to do." Having heard what Mr. Mosier said, I wondered, how many of us feel God has a plan for us? How many of us believe God has work for us to do? Jesus came into this world to sacrifice his life so we might have life. Now it is right that we use our forgiven days and years to do the work he is placing before us. No, I don't know where or what that work will be, but I do believe the Lord has a plan for us. He still has work for us to do. We may never have escaped a burning plane, but we have, because of Christ, been rescued from the fires of hell. Following God's plan, doing his work, that is the proper way for rescued Christians to live out their days. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, you offered your life to win our forgiveness and salvation. May we be given the wisdom to make use of the days and years you have bestowed upon us. When we see you have given us some task to do, may we do it with gladness and gratitude. In your name, amen.